Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have developed one source inside of Madison Square Garden.
Why?
I can't reveal it, but it's only one, and I'm not sure the person's reliable yet. We've just gotten to know each other.
Well, they're definitely not reliable.
How do you know that?
Because last year you came on this microphone and told us Madison Square Garden stopped selling chicken fingers, and you were dead wrong.
That was
the source. Be able to back that up?
That was before I had the source.
Oh,
okay. This is a new source, and the source told me something last night. And I was like, I'm not comfortable enough to go with it yet because I don't trust you.
Okay.
And then what made me feel a lot better, and I don't know, maybe it's the same source, CP the Franchise said the same thing on Knicks Fan TV.
Oh.
And once he said that, I was like, okay, my source is accurate. Not saying they're the same source. I honestly have no idea. But at least confirmed someone I trust.
Right. So CP's your source.
No. No. He's not. I'm just saying he said the same thing, which made me feel like, oh, maybe my source does know what he's talking about.
Okay.
And that is the Knicks are not interested in trading for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Okay. It is not something that interests
especially
them.
Not now.
Why? Because he got hurt last night?
Because he's got a dreaded calf injury.
Well, a couple things about the calf issue. Do you think it's real?
I don't know. Watching the play felt a little bit dicey or shaky or sketchy. Because he just kind of like was walking through the lane after a field goal attempt and then just kind of sat out. It wasn't like he stepped back. It wasn't like he was hustling or running. It was nothing acute. He just kind of sat down.
So you think it's fake?
No, I don't think it's fake. I think it's real. I don't think you were putting him on the injured list for 4 weeks or whatever the heck it is if it's fake. If it's fake, it's like, it's day to day. I don't think it's fake at all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's fake, and I also don't think it's going to be anything that affects a team from chasing Giannis. Because if you're chasing Giannis, you're not looking necessarily to suit him up in 5 days. I mean, you'd like to if he's ready. Unless what?
Unless you remember the history of Kevin Durant.
Oh, you're concerned that it could turn into an Achilles?
And that's exactly right.
Well, I think if you're a team trading for Giannis, you're going to be very careful upon trading for him. Like, you're not going to play him right away. You're going to give him ample time to rest his calf. But Doc Rivers, after last night's Bucks game, was asked about the rumors that Giannis is asking for a trade. Would you like to hear what Doc Rivers had to say?
Yeah, we don't need him. We won anyways.
They did win anyway. A very impressive win over the Pistons of all teams. How about that?
What did Doc say?
Here's what Doc Rivers had to say about Giannis Antetokounmpo asking for a trade.
I would say one more time, but for the 50th time, he clearly is not getting the one network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Okay. Do you believe him?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Giannis technically didn't ask
for it. I'm sure his agent did.
Right. Yeah, it's so easy to get around, Doc. Come on. Yeah. He didn't ask for a trade.
Or he didn't ask me directly for a trade.
Right. Like, I didn't ask the architect for a raise. Of course I did. Well, it wasn't me, though. It was my agent. I mean, come on. Like, well, what kind of comment is that? So I see right through that. I think Doc is playing the semantics game.
Yeah, I would agree.
Evan, I have a question. When it comes to a calf strain, aren't you always veal?
What? veal.
Instead of real, aren't they always veal? Calf.
Oh, calf. Oh.
Come on.
Oh,
come on.
That's a tough one to get, man.
Come on. I was
Because you got to make the association with the cow, a baby cow, it's calf.
God, that was cool. Come on.
I mean, it's just, I had to think too much. And I'm usually quick on the uptake.
Yeah, I let Tiki decide if that's funny or not. Yeah, I'm not answering it.
You've lost Tiki with your dad jokes. Don't quit your day job.
No.
He had a couple of them the other day. They were all right.
You're only as good as your last envelope.
That's very true.
Evan, can you ask your source one question for me, though? Are they not interested in Giannis? Are the Knicks not interested in Giannis? Or do they not believe they have enough to get Giannis? Because to me, by leaking this stuff out, they are setting up the narrative when they don't get Giannis, because the discourse will be, if they hadn't traded for Bridges, they would have been able to get Giannis. So is this the Garden trying to get ahead of this so that Knicks fans are not saying, oh my God, I'd much rather have Giannis than Mikal Bridges?
Well, but two things can be true at the same time. Like, and I am not going to do this as some kind of stupid Nets game. I swear to God, I am really genuinely over Mikal Bridges, so I'm being honest. If they didn't make the trade for Mikal Bridges and the Knicks still had all those first-round picks, all the assets that they traded away, they are in prime position to trade for him, because they'd have to give up less in players and more in assets that don't affect you right now.
Yeah.
So now that it's a real-life player in Mikal Bridges who's helping you win, and it's a real-life player in OG Anunoby who, when he's healthy, is helping you win, and it's a real-life player in Karl-Anthony Towns, like, you're disrupting more to your roster than if it was cap filler and draft picks. So two things can be true, and I'm not saying that to rub it in, like, oh, if you didn't trade for Mikal. Like, that, I don't even like that slippery slope, because even as I said that, I realized, okay, let's say you didn't trade for Mikal Bridges. You probably trade for somebody else.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you're necessarily sitting pat and not using those assets for a player in the last year and a half. So we make that assumption, and I almost think it's a childish thing that some of my fellow Net fans bring up. It's irrelevant now. The trade was years ago. So I think to answer your question, they don't have enough, but they also know to make it be enough, it would be so disruptive to the roster, and they're also not going to win a bidding war. So why get involved in something they likely won't win, and even if they do win, could be too costly?
Okay, I ask that only because I think there's a civil war going on right now between Knicks fans. There's a lot of people that want to get Giannis, and there's a lot of people that feel emotional attachment to this team. This is, you know, their favorites to get to the finals. So there's a war within the Knicks fandom area right now. So I'm wondering if the Garden is just trying to get it out there where, look, we're not interested. Stop fighting with each other.
Tell you something.
We're going to march on.
Let me tell you something about Madison Square Garden, and I say this actually with a lot of respect. They don't give two pieces of crap
right. What
you or any other Knicks fan says. They sell the building out. They got minions who love them. They're the freaking New York Knicks.
Right.
Do you think they give a rat's ass what Jay and Rockefeller Center or Tommy Lugauer or any other Knicks fan has to say about this?
No, I think if it's anything, it's more about quieting the noise in the locker room instead of Carl Anthony Towns or whoever else potentially would be involved in this trade to get Giannis. You make it go away. So it's not a distraction in your own locker room. It's just make it clean. Like, focus on what's here, not what potentially could happen with this Giannis thing. So you knock that out, then all of a sudden you just focus on your team.
Yeah.
I mean, if it happens, it happens. But I think you have to, rhetorically get it out of your locker room.
And keep in mind, players signed as free agents can't be dealt till December 15th, so there won't be any trade in the next couple of weeks. And Mikal Bridges himself can't be traded until February. So if he's in a trade like this, it wouldn't happen for a while. Let's get back to your calls. A lot of Yankees on the table, especially the news last night on Yankees Hot Stove, where Jack Curry basically told the world, don't expect much from the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019, the number. Sammy is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Sammy?
Yo, what's up, Evan? What's up, Tiki? Nice talking to you guys. First-time caller.
Thank you, man.
I don't understand how we got here. I just don't understand. Powell's crying about expenses, and then we get this report last night. It's prepping the fan base for an inactive offseason, and I just don't know how the Yankees are going to live with themselves, with the embarrassment of not winning a World Series with Aaron Judge. One of the greatest players they've had in their history. Go through the list. DiMaggio, Mantle, all those guys won titles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stain on the organization if they don't win the title with this guy because they are bargain bin shopping. That's insanity to me. Hal, you are a disgrace to your father. You know what George would have done if they would have signed Devin Williams? Even if it's Devin Williams, he would have turned right around and signed Diaz just for the spite of it.
I get what you're saying. Hal is not George. The other thing is, I hate to go down this road, but I kind of want to do it briefly. It is not fair to compare Aaron Judge potentially not winning a world championship to Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, and all the other Yankee greats. The baseball was very different back then.
Right.
I mean, if we're being honest, like, it's just so different to say, what a disgrace that here's another all-time Yankee great, and they couldn't get him a championship. Those guys weren't playing in a world of free agency and trades. They weren't playing in a world of 18 layers of MLB postseasons. It was just different.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.